Doomsday preppers emphasize comfort, community, and food security. The article explores the growing normalization of doomsday prepping, particularly the role of food both for survival and emotional well-being in disaster preparedness. Once considered fringe, prepping entered the mainstream during the COVID-19 pandemic, with actions like stockpiling essentials and creating go bags. A 2024 FEMA survey found 83% of households had recently taken disaster preparedness steps, reflecting heightened anxiety amid climate change, geopolitical tensions, and economic instability. Food is central to prepping, not only as sustenance but as a source of comfort and morale. FEMA recommends storing familiar, enjoyable, non-perishable foods, as monotony can lead to food burnout even in survival scenarios. Preppers prioritize shelf-stable staples like dried beans, grains, canned proteins, and bottled water, while also including treats like chocolate, fruit custard, or coffee to maintain psychological resilience. Researchers like Stephanie Rost highlight the importance of learning self-sufficiency, as climate change and global supply chain disruptions make personal food security increasingly vital. Online communities, such as Reddit's Are Preppers, share strategies for short and long-term food storage, emphasizing the principle eat what you prep to avoid waste. Case studies include Al Nords, who maintains coffee supplies for comfort, and Scout Cardinal, a rural gardener cultivating both survival staples, squash, beans, and personal favorites, Aleppo and Korean peppers, to preserve culinary joy during crises. Both approaches reflect a balance of practicality and morale-boosting indulgence. Prepping also extends beyond individual survival to community resilience. Cardinal's mutual aid work in Appalachia shows how disaster preparedness can unite neighbors, offering resources like go bags, pantry staples, and foraging workshops. Gardening and local food cultivation support long-term adaptation, reduce waste, promote pollinator health, and foster skills that mitigate food insecurity during natural disasters. Ultimately, preppers acknowledge that no plan guarantees survival, but maintaining small comfort and reframing ordinary foods as special can help preserve dignity and psychological strength in prolonged uncertainty. The article underscores that building resilient food habits through storage, gardening, and community collaboration is as much about living well in crisis as surviving it.